Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's listen to the Bible together and hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. The purpose of my instruction is that all believers would be filled with love that comes from a pure heart, a clear conscience, and genuine faith. But some people have missed this whole point. You only need to look at the religious section in your local bookshop to see that our society is still incredibly interested in religion. There is still a massive appetite to learn about God, the universe, and the meaning and purpose of life. But there is enormous confusion too. That means that we have a great deal in common with Paul. His world was also stacked full of different religions and philosophies, and so when Christianity emerged, it had to compete with a number of rivals. It wasn't at all easy to establish a church. Paul knew better than anyone how tough the fight was. In this letter, Paul was keen to encourage his young friend Timothy as he led a fledgling church. We get the impression that Timothy was a gentle and rather timid man, and so Paul was keen that he had clarity on what his role was. He'd left Timothy in Ephesus in order to oppose the false teaching that was in circulation. Timothy needed to be tough, to stand up for the truth and to give clear instructions, but at the heart of everything was love. There's no point in having correct doctrine if it wasn't bathed in love. For Paul, that kind of godly love flowed from three things: a pure heart, a clear conscience, and genuine faith. That is to say, love flows from people who know that they've been forgiven, who are trusting God completely, and who are committed to single-minded obedience to God. It's incredibly important that we seek to understand Christian truth and become increasingly effective in sharing it with others. But it's more important that we are filled with love. Let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you for the way in which you've shown us perfect love through your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us to pass on your love to those we meet today. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. You can also hear me on podcast at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.